Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. Give you the sounds of Pindi P, I believe. And yes, you're on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. We'll be saying goodbye to you at 3 o'clock. I'm back with my queen. We are wrapping up. Do you remember I was talking to Pastor Pepi Sile Khabotso Tetsi, and we were talking about salvation. Salvation. And some challenge, hey, that comes for us who have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Fuzo Trevor Mashishi is missing. Please, anyone who can assist. Oh, okay. Azwindini, please do so. Okay, all righty then. He's talking about Fuzo Trevor Mashishi, who is missing, who is asthmatic. You can just rush to our page. Azwindini, if you can leave your numbers right there so that people would know where to call if they identify with somebody like that. Muruti, can we close?
Yes, we are closing with one of my favorite verses in the Bible, Ephesians 6. Now be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. These are words of encouragement to the body of Christ and those that are longing for salvation, those that we are trusting God for their souls. This is a call for all believers to draw strength from God, to rely on his power for resilience in the face of challenges, particularly spiritual warfare. It's words to encourage believers to put on the full armor of God, which is symbolized by the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, which is and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And the struggle that people have against their own flesh and blood, we should understand that the battle that we are facing is not carnal. It is not a flesh and blood battle, but it's against spiritual forces of evil. And we must take courage and maybe read Isaiah 43 from verse 16, where it says, behold, the Lord is doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? It starts by saying, forget the former things. So we have to give ourselves an opportunity to start on a clean slate on a daily basis, because the Bible says, the mercies of God are free. I mean, are new every morning. So every day, give yourself new grace to walk on, a new page to write on, a new life. Just access it by faith. This is a life of faith. Amen.
Yeah. Pastor Mandy Savilagazi says, one of the most important things in our lives is to control, or the control of our minds. Our thoughts are powerful. They can harm us or do us good. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he, as according to Proverbs 23, verses 7. It is a battlefield of the mind against our repentance. Hey, then we have to fight. Yeah. It's time to soldier up and be and fight on and win at the end. My queen, thank you so much for ministering unto us, empowering us even again today. Can you just take us through prayer, where we're strengthening brethren through prayer?
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the heart of repentance. We thank you for your word that is light unto our feet, that reminds us to walk blamelessly before you. I pray that, God, you will open the eyes of those that are struggling with salvation, to see the truth of the gospel and to see their need for salvation. I pray, oh God, that you also grant us the heart of repentance, recognizing our sins and turning to you in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that we'll be able to believe in the name Jesus, that it has saved us even before the foundations of the earth. I pray that, God, you may provide us with strength and courage to overcome any obstacles that are standing in the way of our salvation, in the way of our faith, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for comfort and peace during times of doubt and during times of spiritual distress. in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you protect us, O God, from the influences of darkness and temptation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those who love and care for the struggling individuals. Father, I pray that you give them strength to reach out more to the weak. In the name of Jesus, I pray for more resources for people that you have appointed to make disciples in the world, O God, to be able not to get weary of doing good. I pray for the missing person that we locate, Fudzo, wherever he is, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that, Father, you may favor his family by commanding your angels, O God, because we care for his soul. We care for his life. We care for his family. In the name of Jesus, I pray that he may be found and that he may be healed completely. It is noted that he struggles with asthma. In the name of Jesus, Modimo Rea Rabela, that you will bring us to salvation, and not only bring us to salvation, but sustain us forever. In the name of Jesus, until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Ndlovukazi, for ministering unto the family of Radio Pulpit. How do we get hold of you yet again today?
I am available on Facebook, Pepsi Lekhabo Thotetsi, on YouTube, Pastor Pepsi, on TikTok, Pastor Pepsi, and on Instagram, Pepsi Thotetsi. Be blessed.
Thank you so much, Ndlovukazi. May God awesomely keep keeping you. And we can't wait to hear what the Lord has in store for us. Mawubuya futhi. You always leave us sicabanga. I said, oh, Jehovah, have mercy on us. But we thank that. We thank God for you, because that is exactly the kind of messages that we need during these times. May God awesomely bless you. We love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Be blessed.
Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m., your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.